Bullies and Peeps, Chapter 1, Hannah. The bugle call came at dawn. I sprang upright in bed and covered my ears, trying to block out the off-key notes. The room was still dark. It took a few seconds to remember where I was. Camp! I didn't ask to be at this camp, I thought as the bugle blared. It was a waste of my spring break. Angela mumbled something from the bunk across from me. What? I asked, uncovering my ears. Make it stop, Hannah! How do you suggest I do that? Going to breakfast is the only way to make it stop, Sarah said, rolling out of the bunk below Angela. She's right, Coco said from somewhere below me. We threw on some clothes and stumbled out of the cabin. I shielded my eyes from the morning sun on the way over to the dining hall. Once there, I spotted Alexis, who was already at the front of the line. She was in my class, but we didn't travel in the same social circles. I wanted to change that. I smiled and waved at Alexis, who smiled back. I took that as an invitation to leave the girls at the back of the line to go and stand with Alexis. Morning, I said, cutting up in front of Alexis. Morning. After we grabbed our breakfasts, we had our pick of empty tables. Let's sit in the corner, I said. The girls arrived about 10 minutes later. Angela dropped her tray on the tabletop before plopping down on the other side of me. The camp director came in on the microphone. Good morning, kids, he said in his booming ex-army sergeant voice. It's gonna be a hot day on our last morning of camp. Make sure you drink lots of water. The director kept talking, but I stopped listening. Right now, it was a struggle for me to even keep my eyes open. What time is it? I didn't know. My watch was still back on the nightstand at the cabin. I nudged Angela and tapped my wrist. She looked down at her watch and muttered, 7:30. Oh, it's too early, I groaned. I'm sneaking back to the cabin after breakfast and going to sleep. Same, Angela said. Then the director said something that made my ears perk up. This morning you will go canoeing. You will be dividing into pairs and spending some time paddling around the lake. I immediately turned to my other side and grabbed Alexis's arm. Alexis smiled and nodded. After Angela saw that, she pointed to Coco, leaving Sarah as the odd one out. Sarah's eyes darted around, seeking another familiar face. In the crowded dining hall, Alexis and I walked to the dock, arm in arm. When we got there, we joined the line of kids waiting to climb into the blue canoes. The line shrank little by little, and soon enough, we stepped carefully into a canoe. It began wobbling, and I put my hands out to the sides to keep my balance. When we were both seated with our life vests on, a camp counselor pushed us away from the dock. Alexis and I spent the next half hour paddling around the lake. I tried to talk to Alexis about topics I found interesting, but she didn't know much about the things I liked. This is boring, I said, and I threw my paddle into the lake. Why'd you do that? Alexis asked from the back of the boat. I watched my paddle float away. I was tired, but you can still paddle. I can't do all the paddling by myself. Fine. Can you get us closer so I can grab my paddle? Alexis dipped her own paddle under the surface of the water. I heard heavy breathing as she steered us into the right direction. As we got nearer, I leaned over the left side of the canoe. The whole thing tilted. Careful, Alexis warned. I ignored her. My fingertips reached out further, dancing across the surface. You're gonna tip us over! I almost got it! Finally, my fingertips grasped the handle of the paddle. I pulled the paddle in and said, let's go to the shore. Tommy was standing at the end of the dock when we arrived. He knelt and reached down to steady the back of the boat. I thought Tommy was helping us, like a gentleman. He wasn't. After we stood up, Tommy rocked the boat. Stop! I screamed. Make me, said Tommy. Alexis grasped her paddle firmly. She swung it and pow, smacked Tommy on his side. He let out a yelp and gave Alexis a dirty look before running off. We climbed onto the dock unharmed. Are you okay? Alexis asked me. Yes, I said, shaking off my nerves. But I think I've had enough of this camp. Walk to the cabin with me. Alexis and I tied up the canoe and returned our life vests to a nearby rack. And then we hurried back to my cabin. Tommy tried to tip us over, I exclaimed when I barged in. You're not wet, Angela said, observing me from her bunk. Well, he wasn't successful. Angela noticed Alexis slipping in behind me and sneered. What's she doing here? I invited her. She stopped Tommy. How? She hit him with her paddle. What? Yeah, she hit him and he ran away. I looked at Alexis and I asked her, can you wait outside for a minute? Sure, she said. I watched her go. Her long black hair swished behind her. After she left, I closed the door and turned back to the other members of my girl group, the Fab Four. I have an idea, I said. We haven't chosen a new group member for this school year. That's because we're the only cool kids in fifth grade, Angela said. Alexis was amazing back at the docks. Let's ask her to join our group. Angela pouted. Then we won't be the Fab Four anymore. We can choose another name. We can be the Fierce Five. Coco and Sarah agreed immediately, but it took a few more minutes to convince Angela. Why do you want her? Angela asked. She's the one. Trust me, I said. Besides, it will drive Meg crazy. Angela groaned. What? All we talk about lately is Meg. Why? Because she's such a weirdo, obviously. Angela didn't respond. So can Alexis join our group? Fine. I flung the door open and dragged Alexis back into the cabin. We want you to hang out with us, I said. But camp's over. We're leaving in a few hours, Alexis said. No, you don't understand. We want you to join our new group, the Fierce Five, and hang out with us at school. Alexis smiled. I took that as a yes. Okay, let's celebrate our newest member, I said, grabbing my book bag and holding it upside down over Sarah's bed. Candy came raining out, showering the bed with lollipops, chocolate bars and gum. Angela, Coco, and Sarah dove their hands into the large pile, grabbing fistfuls of candy. Do you want something? I asked Alexis when she took a step back. My parents don't let me eat candy, Alexis said. Are you kidding? What about Halloween? Alexis shook her head. Wow. They must be really strict. I picked up a lollipop and I twirled it between my fingers. Here, this one's for you. I held out the lollipop to Alexis. She looked at the treat. Take the sucker, I said, shaking it in front of her face. It's got your name on it. And don't worry, we won't tell your parents, I promise. Your secret is safe with us. The other girls nodded. Their mouths were full. Alexis took the sucker, peeled the plastic off, and shoved it in her mouth. A little while later, parents started picking up their kids. I already arranged a ride home with Angela. Her dad dropped me off at my house and waited in the driveway until I got the front door unlocked and stepped inside. Hello! I called out. No response came, not even an echo to greet me. I lived in this enormous house all alone.